last. Mortal, your sleeping mind has answered me. After all this time, my voice has reached out from the depths of the ocean and madness, from this sunken city, and deep. Speech, and I've been practicing and practicing it, even though it doesn't sound nearly as impressive in your stupid mortal tongue. What language was I speaking? Was my pronunciation really that bad? I suppose I have been asleep for a very long time. Perhaps I'm a little out of practice, or... No, perhaps my followers have mangled the language in the time I've been sleeping. Yes, that's far more likely. That worthless, stupid, fucked cult can never do anything right. Oh, no. Sorry. Sometimes I slip into other languages. I've spoken to many, many different people while I've slept, and I like to learn as much as I can. After all, there won't be much time to learn once the stars are right. I'm sorry, that's code for when I wake up and begin my reign. Which is then code for when I wake up and begin fucking shit up. Oh, don't look frightened. That may not be for a very long time. Or it may be quite soon. Who knows? But it doesn't matter. It won't be so bad. Just the complete and total breakdown of society and the world as you know it. Lots of destruction and fire and insanity. It will be great. You'll love it. Takes a great deal of the stress off not having to worry about things like laws and taxes and dining etiquette. Evil? Oh, no. I'm beyond that sort of good, evil nonsense. That's really more of a human thing, and I prefer just to learn the fun stuff about you guys. Funny or interesting words, stories, games, although... none of it is going to matter at all when I wake up. But I'd like to enjoy it all the same. You look so confused. But that's what I expect when I speak through dreams like this. If anything, you're comprehending this a bit better than most humans do. Although, I have made things a little easier for you with this form. Usually I'm quite a lot bigger, with more wiggly bits. I've had people see me and react poorly to it, so I thought this would be a little nicer to digest. After all, I didn't want you to wake up on me too soon. I'd like to spend a little bit of time together, now that we've met. Oh, I mean a lot of humans this way. Well, this is the only way I can meet humans, actually. At least for now. They're a lot more... screamy in person, you know. It's super disorienting. I don't blame them, but it frustrates me a little and makes me want to squish them a little faster. Oh, don't worry, don't worry. I won't squish you here. I mean, I can squish you a little if you want. It's your dream. But I won't, you know, squash you. I don't think I can kill people in dreams. Probably. Okay. A few people might have gone crazy. But they were already a little off the deep end. So it wasn't completely my fault that happened. Minds of mortals are a little... how we should say. I'm being honest. I don't really care about tiptoeing around them. If it breaks, it breaks, you know. Seems like with everything I say, you feel more and more uneasy. That's a little concerning. Would you rather I stop speaking English for a little while? Would that make you feel a little more comfortable? If you closed your eyes and could stop thinking about all the horrible things that have, will, and are happening all around you. I'll be happy to distract your sleeping mind. Even if it's just for a little bit. Life is a nightmare sometimes, isn't it? What do I mean, sometimes? It's worse. Because you don't get to wake up. You have to keep struggling, no matter how hard it is, no matter how much your body doesn't want to move, no matter how much you want to dream up something better than this. What if I could give you that? You heard me. What if I could pull this reality apart and put an end to everything that causes that sweet, fragile mind of yours stress? Think about it. No more responsibilities. No more rules. No more obligations. Sure. All it costs is the total end of existence as you know it, but isn't that kind of an even trade-off? I think everyone will be happier that way. I think you'll be sometimes they slip out and slip in. There's just something about the way you are that makes me want to worm myself inside your ears and lap up all that mess inside your head. I can't help but wonder if it tastes good in there. Hey, if you let me enjoy your ears a bit, devour some of those bad feelings you have swirling around in there. Would you like that? I'm just kidding. I'm not going to wait for permission. This is my dream too, you know. So I'll help myself. feels good. Although, I may have messed with some things in there that I shouldn't have. You still remember your name, right? What about what day it is? What about where your keys are? Are you sure? That's probably the best we can expect. And maybe sometime until the stars align. So I can't promise that we'll meet again. Unless I can find my way here into your dreams again. Which is a little easier if you're willing to let me come back again. I won't ask you to worship me or join one of the cults, but if you decide to do that of your own volition, it may help. Maybe. Necronomicon. Listen, mortal, you buy whatever book you want. I don't care. I really can't say if it'll help or not, 'cause I don't know. Frankly, I don't care. All I know is someday I wake up I think it'd be better for you to just not worry about it. And these are all things that are out of your control. And the best thing would be for you to enjoy your simple little human life. And remember that no matter what's worrying you right now, it'll end someday. No, I can't promise you'll really remember any of this, but I do feel a little sorry for you, with all the stress.